The AccuWeather forecast, it's going to be sunny, high today, the mid-40s by the lake, close to the mid-50s further inland. Enjoy it while it lasts might be the best approach for southeast Wisconsinites this weekend, given the fact it is only mid-February and we could hit a record high maybe tomorrow.
We're going to be up into the low 50s at least tomorrow. The record is 55 from 1981. No matter how you slice it, even if we don't break the record, just some really, really nice weather ahead for the next several days. Most areas into the 50s all 3 days of this weekend. And that probably even carries into many days next week as well. So this is a nice little thaw we're experiencing here over the next couple of days.
AccuWeather's Bill Dagger noting these 40s and 50s also going into next week could always change back to winter-like conditions if the right system comes along. The Racine Common Council will meet as a committee of the whole next Monday evening, and we'll hear from Edward Pawlowski, the mayor of Allentown, Pennsylvania, regarding the economic and social impact of the PPL Center on his city and the surrounding area.
The PPL Center is a multi-use arena and conference center that's home to both the Lehigh Valley Phantoms, the AHL affiliate of the Philadelphia Flyers, and the Lehigh Valley Steelhawks of the National Arena Football League. It also hosts other sporting and concert events, along with corporate and other special gatherings. Racine is still looking at a multi-use event center, including an arena for a minor league hockey team and possibly other sporting events. After hearing from Mayor Pawlowski, Racine City staff will give an update on the planning process for Racine's proposed event center. The meeting will begin at 6 p.m. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Racine Public Library continues to provide needed resources for many different people in the community. Leadership always looking at opportunities to offer and or consider new programs and services. The Library Board of Trustees hearing from head librarian Jessica McPhail about the popularity of the mobile library. A lot of people want it. The new vehicle, courtesy of S.E. Johnson, is still being assembled. Meanwhile, the need would help to justify efforts and desires to maybe go after a second mobile library.
It's just that we have so many requests and we only have one mobile vehicle. The schools, the senior centers, the outreach facilities, the Bray Center, Uptown, these are all places that have said we really need it.
McPhail mentioning a new effort inviting the public in to come watch special TV programs at the library. On January 30th, she said they had a nice crowd for local historian Jero Karwoski on American Pickers.
People were talking about their own collections. They were looking at the books that we had on display. We had some snacks out there. They just one after the other said, oh, this was so great. What I was surprised at was the number of older people, my age and older, who came out at 6 o'clock at night. And just to point out, Allison Holly is competing on Jeopardy. She worked here as an intern.
And a greater emphasis on marketing, the library also discussed a number of community members having that kind of background and lending a hand. Student leaders at the University of Wisconsin-Madison demanding the school change policies to open up the doors for more African-American students. The Associated Students of Madison adopting a resolution this week that calls for reforms including making standardized tests optional. The group also wants free and full access for the university for all people of color, African-American students making up about 2% of Madison's enrollment. And Pleasant Prairie police still looking for 20-year-old Edward Bex, whose grandparents contacted them about the belief that he had stolen some $4,600 through fraudulent credit card transactions. It led to a tactical search in both Prairie Wednesday afternoon and evening and part of Mount Pleasant Wednesday night. Bex walking away from his grandparents' home at 118th Street and 28th Avenue with a backpack and a gun case, a news release listing statements threatening suicide rather than returning to prison. Governor Scott Walker orders flags to half-staff tomorrow, February the 18th, as a show of respect to former State Representative Marcel Dandino of Caledonia, who passed away last week. His memorial service is also scheduled tomorrow. The U.S. flag and the state of Wisconsin flag to be flown at half-staff at all state facilities, beginning at sunrise on Saturday and ending at sunset. A contract extension for John's Disposal Service to continue solid waste and recycling collection in the city of Burlington recently included aldermen and staff debating the possibility of weekly recycling. But the people have apparently spoken enough to eliminate that idea. Alderman Ruth Dowidziak noted community support for the weekly pickup just doesn't seem to be that high. She also added that the cost would be about $36,000.
Mayor Hefty had placed this on Facebook, as well as there were some emails to the mayor and 84% of those responses, and it wasn't a very high number, indicated that the biweekly was still appropriate, and that 16% of those had indicated that weekly would be a beneficial option.
Veteran Alderman John Ekus, who's retiring after the election, said he didn't find any support from people who approached him.
Via email, on the street, and phone calls. I was on this council when we went through the Walmart dance, and I had virtually as many calls on this subject as I did on Walmart. And to a contact, nobody wanted it.
Weekly recycling appears to be dead as a component of that three-year contract extension with John's disposal. The Burlington Council scheduled to take a vote next week. The help wanted sign is out at Miller Park in Milwaukee for the upcoming baseball season, with a number of job opportunities for residents of southeast Wisconsin. The concession partner of the Brewers is holding a job fair tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. to fill as many as 260 part-time seasonal jobs. Open positions are for concession stand attendants, bartenders, retail store cashiers, support staff, bussers, servers, bartenders, and runners. Applicants should enter the stadium through the hot corner near Friday's front row tomorrow again from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Adventures in Lifelong Learning is a community partnership with UW Parkside, and next Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock, that group is going to meet in the Student Center Cinema to talk about law enforcement. The scheduled guest speaker, Racine Police Chief Art Howell. He'll talk about COP houses, school security, and other initiatives trying to provide proactive law enforcement for what's listed as a diverse, mid-sized American city. Owen Milwaukee Archbishop Jerome Listecki has taken care of a problem. He says bring on the corned beef for St. Patrick's Day next month. That holiday falls on a Friday this year, which means Catholics were faced with a dilemma, whether or not to abstain from meat and meat products, as is tradition on Fridays during Lent, or indulge in the tradition of corned beef and hope for the best. The Archbishop granting a dispensation to those Catholics to eat meat on March 17th this year. Based in part on a change in public perception, as well as some other states have done this, medical marijuana in Wisconsin has at least gained the respect now of lawmakers as a topic for discussion.
Speaker Voss said he was open to the idea of medical marijuana. My good colleague, Senator Van Wongard, who I've worked closely with on a number of things, indicated he's open to it. I know Representative Chris Taylor and Senator John Urbanbach have talked about a referendum to put it on the ballot to see if people would support medical marijuana. I think that's not a bad idea, to find out what the public sentiment is. And in the interim, there are bills, and, we should have public hearings.
On WRJN's Community Conversations, Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca of Kenosha said it's a matter of beginning the public discussion about what, if anything, would be appropriate.
Obviously, for people with very debilitating diseases that are in great pain, there are certain diseases where I think, even from a humanitarian standpoint, I think people are sympathetic to the idea that this could provide, relief. So, I'm certainly open to the idea to medical marijuana if it were designed properly. It's something that I think is finally starting to get some traction.
Barker said that what happened last legislative session with the CBD oil bill was, in his word, disgraceful, noting several affected constituents. And he strongly opposes using any projected revenue from medical marijuana if it's ever approved to fund roads, saying it's not a solution. The recent shooting deaths of two students in West Allis had reaction in Racine. The victims were the cousins of a student at Evergreen Academy, where the entire school, including teachers and other staff, recently moved to offer their support. The principal, Mike Meyer, putting up a message on the school's Facebook page to the families of Evergreen students. A tragedy that no family should be put through happened earlier this week. We'd like to use our casual wear money and donate it to this family to help them with their unexpected expenses. If you feel like donating, please send it with your child. Hopefully, the message goes on to say, it will help to ease some of the pain that they're going through. Meyer indicating they raised nearly three times the normal $100 tally for such days. She didn't win her match, but Racine's Allison Holly says her appearance on Jeopardy, which aired last evening on CBS, was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. The Gase High School graduate, now a senior at Lawrence University in Appleton, has been watching the game show since she was in grade school. Says Alex Trebek, the host of the show, just like he appears on camera when he's off camera, a fountain of knowledge.
Questions during commercial breaks, like from the audience, and he has just like very snappy responses because there's pretty much nothing that hasn't already been asked of him.
Four non-winners from this week's shows, including Allison, potentially could be wildcard contestants during the finals of the Jeopardy College Challenge that will air next week. That's if her total of $13,000 stands up in the end. Oh, and you know that daylight savings time repeal bill from State Representative Samantha Kirkman of Salem and Oshkosh Representative Michael Schraw? Well, scratch that, not the concept, just that particular bill. Schwab says rather than eliminate daylight savings time, their new legislation would do just the opposite, maintain Central Standard Time all the time. He blames the original news release put out by him as being a bit premature. Why change, he says, because of hearing from constituents. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.